And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured hundredweight and penny pound. When the man comes around.
His name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
Well, praise Yahweh, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South, WWCR. Glad to have you in here. We got a great program for you. Signs in the heavens. Disturbing. People are frightened. Did you know that people are actually born into the caves and the dens of the earth? You know, the Bible indicated that they would do that. And here's what they said, hide us from the wrath that is to come. You know, some people are so scared that they want to live in a hole. They want to hide. They want to escape the wrath that's coming. Now, only the wicked flee when no man pursues. And so then, what we are going to study tonight about the signs, I'm going to tell you just exactly what these signs indicate, and those who are unprepared. Now, if you're ready to meet him, the Bible says to die is gain. Well, that is a very, very important scripture to take into account, that to die would be gain. Why do people want to extend their lives by hiding in a hole, going behind a wall, getting behind a tree or a bush, or fleeing to here and fleeing to there? You know, the Bible indicates that people would begin to say in the last days, lo, if you want to go where the rapture's coming, go to the desert. He's there. You know, he's going to appear at a certain place. Or, if you want to escape the wrath that's coming up on the world, go to here or go to there, and you'll find safety. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only safety in Yahweh, and Yahweh is in you. Why would you run when no one pursues you? Only the wicked do that. Why would you want to extend your life? Paul said, I'm ready to be offered. I mean, he was in peril daily. He was shipwrecked. He was in the deep. He was whipped 3 times. He was left for dead many times. He suffered enormously at the hands of the wicked. Now, why would we try to extend our life? Why would Paul, no wonder he said to die again. Not because he wanted to go to heaven any sooner than he should, because you're not going to the day appointed. Yahweh's going to take care of you, oh ye of little faith. And when you run to here and say, oh, he's there, and run to there and say, he's here. When you flee from a serpent, the Bible said, and you get home, and you're worn out from the flight, you put your hand up on a wall and a serpent will bite you. Instead of running from him, you ran right into him. When you least it expected, it said, shall come upon you unaware. These things that we're looking at. Now, there's a saying by the astronomers. We have been notified in 1984 that they had spotted an unusual, a very unusual, to be exact, a very unusual dwarf star that is heading toward the Earth. Now, that's frightening to know that. That's frightening, most surely, to believe that this dwarf star is between Jupiter and the sun mass, approaching Earth from down in the southern hemisphere. Now, it's been recorded that this giant bright light showing up in the down in the Antarctic, they have actually actually pictures of it at a certain time. Did you know that the sun has been moved so far that right now it's not sitting where it should in the west? It's actually sitting in the northwest, several degrees off of its usual resting place in the evening in the west. Why? Why is all these fearful sights and these wonders? Well, if you turn to the book of Luke, chapter 21, if you turn to Matthew, chapter 24, to get you a second witness, the Creator said, there shall be signs, fearful signs, that's what he said, fearful. Now, let not your heart be troubled. I mean, why should you flee from the serpent in one place and run into him unexpected in the place that you flee to? We know that this dwarf star is a parable, and it's affecting the magnetic field and the polarity as it comes into our solar system. Now, on August the 3rd, 2011, this dwarf star, some say it's a comet, we'll say it comes to cross the Earth orbit from Venus on August, again, on the August 21st, 2011. So, we see that the dwarf star that's mentioned here could be a threat to the Earth. We don't know what's going to happen. Even the astronomers, particularly the Russians, are concerned about it. They're wanting to do something about it, like change its orbit or its projection, which is supposed to come close to the Earth. Now, there's also running into the heavens a rock that is supposed to be about the size of the Rose Bowl in California. And they say that it's going to pass so close, we're going to have to sweat that one out. Well, it's projected by most of the scientists who know how to track its orbit that it's going to barely miss Earth in this time, but it's coming back around in its next orbit in 2036. Even closer. That's what they're concerned about. They're thinking that there's evidence that the dwarf star is attempting to gain polarity control over the planets and the bodies that it's affecting, to the point that it could cause disturbance, magnetic disturbance. The sun? Well, don't the Bible indicate that there will be darkness? And they say, these experts that are fearful, they're trying to figure it out. The Russians are asking the United States and China, if you will, and Japan. Did you know that Japan just recently set a satellite that they shot up into the heavens? They landed it up on a comet. interest to the United States government or other governments for that matter? Do they know that there is danger? Now, we found this object hurling towards the United States. It was discovered in 1991. And it has a number assigned to it, as they do. It's called Apophis. And its number is 99942. Well, of course, by bumping this up, you turn the numbers upside down, and you have 666 for the first of the numbers that is heading toward Earth. It's actually projected to be so close that it could be seen with the naked eye on October the 17th, 2011. Now, you know what? I've talked many hours here on the radio about the possibilities of 20 and 12. That's the time that a lot of things are projected. The Mayans, they projected that they could be the end of their calendar as we know it. We think it's just the end of an age. Because you know what the Bible says, take away some of your fear. Now, they may be disturbances, gravitational tug of wars between the sun, the earth, and the dwarf star. We're talking about the shifting of the earth's axis 3 inches with the 8.8 Chile quake and the magnetic poles of our planet are migrating from the approach of the dwarf star some 40 miles to the north, and therefore our sun is actually sitting in the northwest. The northwest. Not west, northwest. Now, here, ladies and gentlemen, the event for the dwarf star just recently, June the 27th, the dwarf star crosses the Mars orbit, still quite a way out. And then on July the 7th, in 2011, El Niño dwarf star passed between the Sun and Saturn, orbiting above the ecliptic plane, which reveals some evidence that the dwarf star is attempting to capture with its magnetic tug and control over the ringed planet. Now, we don't have any evidence that that's happened yet. But on August the 3rd, now that's coming up, the dwarf star will cross Earth orbit to then cross the Venus orbit. It'll be lined up. And on August the 21st, 2011, we can see the El Niño dwarf star into perigee position nearest the sun on September the 11th in 2011, exactly 10 years from the 9-1-1 attacks. Does that bring anything into mind? If you studied on the 9-1-1 event, there's a lot of questions about whether that was man-made or designed to give the United States advantage and to capture the interest of the people to get them to accept the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, which is, by the way, still going on. And we're told that just last month in Iraq, we're drawing down in Iraq, we're trying to end the war, but did you know that 15 soldiers lost their life last month to become one of the deadliest months in the last 2 years of the war? Ladies and gentlemen, exactly 10 years this dwarf star will be projected to begin, if it's Nibiru, I'm not saying it is or I'm not saying it's not, but we got to wait and see, because if that projection pans out, it will begin the 3,600-year orbit once again, which was recorded back in Mesopotamia on the tablets that showed the 12th planet. Now, if you've ever read anything concerning the evidence of the 12th planet, something is going to enter our solar system that hasn't been discovered. And we're going to, you remember the dream that David or Joseph had and revealed to his brothers when he described the heavens and the constellations of coming to order it with 12. Well, we just could come full circle to begin 12 planets with the 3,600-year addition of a heavenly body that's not been in our solar system for 3,600 years. Is there any evidence to support that awesome magnetic field polarity that would change the northern hemisphere experiences with many days of darkness? And the Bible indicates that the sun and the moon will fail to give its light when the southern hemisphere, where this planet has already been spotted, draws near the sun. Now, we know it wasn't the sun that was captured. They have a photograph of this, by the way, taken by a camera that was preset, and it captured along about 4 o'clock in the morning this giant light that rose up into the sky about 4 o'clock in the morning, brighter. It was so bright, it looked like in the Antarctic, which it was dark, but it became bright as the sun. Now, notice this. There are 14 days between the dwarf star, if it is Nibiru, which they say that it's a dead star, reaching perigee position, and the alignment with the earth and the sun being equal distance, listen to this, to the dwarf star on the seventh day to these caravans, and they are packing them in with food and water. These people are very, very smart people. Do they know something that we don't know? Should you gather up and pack up and head west? Should you run to the caves and the dens in the earth and become one of those that the Bible talked about that would burrow into the earth and hide in caves and dens and say, save us. And they prayed literally for the rocks to fall on them. On October the 17th, the dwarf star will orbit the nearest position 21 million miles. That sounds like a far piece, but it's enough for something of this size and magnitude to interfere with a magnetic field and the gravity and the tug of our planet Earth. We know that in November, the dwarf star, the Earth and the Sun alignment could produce a pole shift of a magnitude that will cause the Earth to shake and shimmy like a drunken man. Does the Bible indicate that that could possibly happen? And the answer is affirmative. Yes. Why would it? Because it affects the gravitational pull of our Earth in its magnetic core. I mean, planets are attracted to each other. They have what we call a magnetic core, and the closer they get to each other, a matter of fact, scientists now believe that the Earth attracted a heavenly body at one time into the Earth and it broke up, forming the Earth. And this dwarf star that is now between Jupiter is traveling at 100,000 miles per hour. Now, if it goes into orbit around the Sun, then the Earth that orbits the Sun and this mass dwarf star . If it's planet X, then we know that multiple moons and magnetic pull of an inbound trajectory between Jupiter and Mars could begin to affect on June the 25th. Well, what are we seeing here? Massive changes in the Earth. Drought. Have you ever seen the beat that's moving at 100,000 miles per hour, and it travels 2.4 million miles each day from the constellation of Leo. And as I said, it will break through the plane back in March to have its first near encounter, as the heavens go, and it would begin to affect, causing the Earth to change. Weather patterns would change. Have you seen any lately? Have you ever seen the beat of weather? The sun is bearing down upon us. We're in a heat wave. People are dying of stroke and heat exhaustion. Our cattle are dying for lack of grass and water. One of the largest sell-offs of cattle that we've ever had, because the farmers, ranchers, those who raise them cannot maintain on their property. If you go out in South Texas, they were supposed to have gotten some relief from the drought. been quite a drought. It's almost to a famine level, spreading now up into Colorado. Kansas is hot and dry. Oklahoma is hot and dry. Moving on up into, it's moving on up, showing the effects of the drought, moving into the state of Colorado, up in the Rockies. Now, it's currently being tracked by NASA, who in 1984 announced that they had seen an unusual heavenly body approaching Earth in 84. They retracted the statement later, saying that they had made a mistake and that the magnetic poles of our planet are not shifting, but they're simply naturally migrating. But most people remain convinced that this dwarf star, with its powerful magnetic field and polarity entering our inner solar system, has been going on since 204, and the dynamic gravitational tug of war between the Sun, the Earth, and the dwarf star is enhanced by the near alignment coming up before you in September. Exactly 10 years after the September fiasco that we had in New York and in Washington. Yahweh bringing us full circle by telling us, now he would have had to set this star in its orbit himself, designed it for this purpose, to cause the Earth to go into convulsions. The Bible speaks in terms of the Earth vomiting out the wickedness, cleansing itself, shaking itself. Are we at this point now? Is part of it man-made? I suspect sometimes that maybe the weather changes, it could be man-made, but what is it if the fire is already kindled that on August the 3rd, when the dwarf star crosses Earth orbit, and then crosses the Venus orbit on August the 21st, we'll see that the position will be reached on September the 11th in 2011, exactly 10 years from the 9-1 attacks. Then it could possibly settle into a 3,600-year orbit. Now, it's going to wreak havoc with the Earth, according to some of the scientists and some of the people that I told you about. They're getting ready. They're hiding west of the Mississippi. I always thought that was the worst place. But now we're being told that the whole East Coast is going to catch the wrath on this side of the Earth because of the magnetic draw and the disturbance it's going to cause. When it really happens, should we, like I say, should we run with the rest that flee to somewhere in west of the Mississippi? Should we take our flight and flee? Should we take water and bread? Give up our homes, our jobs? And settle down under the earth to wait out the effects of Nibiru or El Niño dwarf star that is now coming into our solar system and disturbing and changing the weather patterns, causing eruptions, volcanoes, earthquakes? Didn't the Bible say that we would have these things? Didn't it say that we'd have times of trouble such as was never seen? Isn't there an indication that Satan and his angels will approach the earth at this time in our future? When you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, what is that abomination? Nobody's ever seen Satan. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, are you preaching he's a real being? Genuine, real. Yes, he's real. He's not aged, believe it or not. One day, in the sense that he had a talk with Eve, and Eve had a talk with Adam, and Yahweh's creation fell into darkness and despair and agony, where we have to work to earn our bread by the sweat of the face, where we have to be pricked by the briars and the thistles, where we have to guard our possessions from the thieves and those who would seek to kill and cause harm. Around the world, we have drought and famine. We have people dying in Africa from the result of war and pestilence and plagues. Now, coming to America. America has been a blessed, abundant nation. Somehow, she's fell from her loftiness. She's now the victim rather than the recipient of blessings that Yahweh said, if you will serve me, I will provide you with a country in the wilderness, America. It will be a land of milk and honey. The place that you think was a land of milk and honey was just a small place compared to where the Caucasians crossed the Caucasus Mountains and found this amazing piece of dirt. And Yahweh said, I will bless you going in, I'll bless you coming out, I'll bless your bread basket, I will bless the fruit of your body. In other words, I'll multiply you until the wicked tear sowers came on the scene and changed this country from a holy nation of people drawn up under a constitution that would protect that particular race of people. As long as they would obey Yahweh, as long as they would keep his laws, as long as they would remember his covenant, he would never turn his back on that body of people that would assemble here in the West. Now, the sun is being moved in the heavens. She no longer sits in the West. She sits in the northwest because of some action by an unseen as of now. Has NASA already seen this disturbing planet, wayward planet, that could possibly have, according to some of the tablets that was discovered in Mesopotamia, and yet man doesn't take it seriously, when they tell us that there were 12 planets and that one of them had a 3,600 year, that's 3,600 year orbit. So it would enter our solar system, wreak havoc, once every 3,600 years. Are we due? Are the signs in the heavens indicating that we are in a time of trouble? Are we looking at this time of trouble when most people are fleeing, trying to find a safe place, a safe zone from these disturbances that we've only experienced? Folks, things have changed so gradual that we slipped into one of the most troubling times, and I'm nearly 75 years of age, and it's been a time of trouble that just watching, maybe we're getting more information in the information age. It could have been that there were that many earthquakes that we experienced 50 years ago. I don't think so. The stats don't prove me correct. When the Messiah said in the last days, there shall be earthquakes and famines and pestilence. Today, we are in one of the greatest quagmires that I've ever experienced worldwide. Now, we're financially in debt. This once proud nation has been spent through the advent of the Federal Reserve, which is not a Federal Reserve. It's a group of international bankers that have taken us hostage, the people of the Constitution. They have amended and changed this republic into a trust made out to them, who they have now controlled D.C., a 10-mile square area in D.C. It's a corporation. It's a corporation. It's a money-making corporation. People are just like the Jewish Talmud describes. We're nothing more as Gentiles, which are equal to beasts. The Jews are superior, they say. And now that we've turned our country over to them, was it not Benjamin Franklin that made this wise prophetic remark that when we did, we'd be sorry? They would be sitting in our treasuries counting money, the usury money that they charge us. Well, just so happens that Mr. Obama has come on the scene and increased our debt to approximately $14 billion. Some say it's more like $16 billion when the actual audit, and when they audited these government activities, some of the audits proved that it was more than $14 trillion, more like double the amount that this nation has been robbed of its assets. The people today are at the lowest earned income level in over 50 years. I'm talking about actual earnings. I'm talking about actual savings. If you're able to save today, with you working, your wife working, your children working, to contribute to your house payment, to pay the usury on your debts, and to survive, feed yourself, no wonder so many people are being displaced through debt, through torture. That's where the scripture says that man, as long as he obeys Yahweh, he'll be the head. He will lend to many nations. But when he begins to break Yahweh's law, it's the law that we break. We forsook him. We got us a king. We got us a president. We turned our backs on Yahweh. We forsaken the rock from which we were hewn. And he turned us into a bunch of sissies, murmuring and complaining, fleeing to the bowels of the earth, trying to hide from the days that he prophesied would come upon us. Why run? Why flee from the serpent in Tennessee and find one waiting for you in Arkansas or Missouri or Colorado or Texas? There's no safe place to hide. If you have Yahweh in you, the hope of glory, you've got the hiding place, because you have no fear. All fear has been removed, because we're just living in the signs of the times, and the signs indicated that in the last days people would run to and fro. They would seek rest and they wouldn't find any. They would think they were safe and sudden destruction. Isn't that what the Bible says? When they say safe, peace and safety, then cometh what? Sudden destruction. Ladies and gentlemen, you can run, but you can't hide. You can go down below the earth and begin to think that you're invisible to Yahweh. But you're not. It's called the all-seeing eye. And it's watching you. And this all-seeing eye also has a mind to remember. He never forgets. They want blood. And the Bible says in the last day, Yahweh will give them blood to drink. That he will fill their bloodthirsty appetite to the point that blood would be repulsive, because it will be up to the bridle of the horses. And this time of trouble, such as the world has never seen. And so we watch, we wait, we worry, we fret, we run to and fro like the Bible has indicated. We try to figure out a method and a formula of survival. We've lost our jobs. Why? Well, folks, it's evident when the government helps these corporations, and these corporations take advantage, and to find cheap labor, they outsource their manufacturing abilities to countries which will work for pennies a day instead of dollars a day. Then it makes sense to pay less for your product. It's just a change of location. Look at America. only thing that we've got left is restaurants, servitude work. You want to work at McDonald's? McDonald's began to advertise that they were going to hire a couple hundred people. And I'm telling you, over 5,000 people showed up for the job. And if, you see, when you're hungry, when your family is crying for hunger pains, you'll be subservient to the system that can supply you food and your jobs. These dates are coming. October the 17th, coming up. August the 3rd and the 4th, coming up. Obama is promising you that you may not get your Social Security checks. He's threatening you. He's threatening to cut off the pay of our soldiers. Who is he to take and steal what you paid in? Well, it's already stolen. He didn't have to steal. It's already gone. Have you complained about it? Have you called your congressman or your senator? And have you made a rumble? Has a roar went up from the people that have been ripped off, the baby boomers, who have lost 30 to 40% of their 401k and their savings, which they worked for 40 years to obtain? Wasn't that timely that the government could step in, rake that out of your bank account, sweep it up to Wall Street, pay these financiers who are nothing more than fronts for international bankers to take your possession, to rob you, to kill you, and to destroy you. Ladies and gentlemen, what sign are you running from? Are you afraid? If death comes in Tennessee, it will be just as merciful if I had fled to Missouri, or if I'd have fled down to Texas, wherever they say peace and safety. They flee to hide. They flee to extend their lives. They don't count it an honor to die for Yahweh. Precious in the sight of Yahweh is the death of his saints. Don't you think that Yahweh knows? Don't you think that he promised all these things to come upon the wicked? That he would have to rain on the just and the unjust? That you'd have to take your medicine? So what? You die. Well, it's once appointed. You just meet your maker at the appointed time that Yahweh decided to bring you home. He done you a merciful favor. Did you know that the righteous are taken from the wrath to come? Are you prepared? If you're not prepared tonight, let me give you the formula to take fear out of your being. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You say, I don't know how to pronounce it, Pastor Buddy. We just got through with a Pentecost meeting here at the King's Gate, and we discussed those matters quite thoroughly. The Bible said he's closer than you realize. He's the very breath you breathe, and the sound of his name went out into all the earth. If you're not able to repeat that sound through natural breathing, he's as natural to you as the breath you breathe, and he's closer than the breath you breathe. Why don't you try breathing hard where you can hear yourself exclaim, did you know in the book revelations as I close my program here tonight to you. I've got an announcement to make for you. I better hurry up. And the book of Revelations 22, verse 4. Read it and see what you've got to have in your forehead, spiritually speaking, to enter the kingdom. It's not changed, ladies and gentlemen. Yahweh's the same today, forever. He don't change. We'll be on 5890. You come next Saturday night. That'll be August the 6th if we survive August the 3rd. We'll be on WCR on 5890. Look for us on your radio dial, 5890. Make a point to write it down at 10 Eastern Standard Time, 9 Central, prime time for you. We'll be on 5890. Now, this is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary, my longtime sponsor here on at 877-289-7439. Call him up tonight and tell him you heard Pastor Buddy preaching on the end time signs of preparation. Make your election and call in sure. You can write me at Post Office Box 568. In Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now you can call me tonight. I'm live around the world on WWCR 4840. I'll be back here next Sunday night, by the way. Yahweh willing. You can call me at area code 423-351-1082. May Yahweh bless you until I see you Saturday night. I'll be on one more time on Wednesday night. I'll be on Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I'll be on Friday night for my life message on WWRB as I'm moving exclusively to WWCR 5890. And on 4840 on Sunday night, my normal time, sponsored by Dr. Gary. I'll see you then, and may Yahweh bless you.